Get your insider sports fix from two favorite Goodfellas, Dom, the Wizard of Wagering, Mom. Coming directly at you from New York City, the financial capital of the world. And Frankie, Clutter King, Puma, straight out of Las Vegas, the mecca of gambling. Join them for their weekly broadcast of sporting news, game recaps, and pro picks. Informative and entertaining. Sit back and get ready to take some notes.
Welcome, everybody! Hello, hello! This is Dom Off and my boy, Frankie Puma. Say hello, Frankie boy!
We're back!
Oh, yeah! We're back. It's Saturday night. It's Christmas Eve. Tomorrow is football. So all you fantasy lovers and all those people out there that are looking to line your pockets, it's a beautiful evening. And we're going to have a great day tomorrow, hopefully. And listen, Frankie and I are not the gloating type. We are not guys that are going to pump our chest out and brag and be braggadocious and all that. No. But we are, and Frankie, I'm sure you know of our record because your wallet got a little more fatter since the beginning of the season. We are 15-1. 15 winners, one loser this entire season. And all the games, the picks that we've given you. Also, try to pay attention, people. We gave out the Monday nights, the Thursday night games. We're giving them out. The Sunday nights, you got to check your Twitter, your Facebook, wherever you have to look for it. Sorry about that. I just know that my producer calls. Me and Frankie mull things over. We give the producer the call, the picks, and the producer puts it out and does a great job at doing it. You just got to find it. But against the spread, right now, Frankie and I are 15-1, and we want to keep it going. Unfortunately, that one bothers us very, very much. Does it not, Frankie?
I couldn't sleep the whole week.
It bothered me so much. Before we get into the crux of the picks, the line, and our analyzing and our arguing back and forth, got to bring something up, Frankie. And I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to see if you can guess the topic that I'm going to bring up right now.
Let me think. Let me guess. I would probably say the Flakegate.
Oh, it's back. Yes, people, it's back. It's back from the dead. The Flakegate has been dead for 2 weeks, Frankie. It's been dead for a lousy 2 weeks. And here it is again. Well, for those of you who don't know are going to know right now that the NFL has filed an appeal. Not only did they file an appeal, Frankie, this week, but they filed an appeal with special circumstances. In other words, by just filing a regular appeal, Frankie, against the verdict against the NFL when it came to Tom Brady getting off on the suspension, what occurred was he won, and now the NFL appealed. The special circumstances is that they have asked the court in the appeal process if they can sort of speed up the way it goes. They want to be heard before the season ends, this particular season ends. Now, in a regular appeal, all the professional, all the lawyers and judges, whoever have commented on this specific subject, it would take at least a year, maybe even a year and a half for this case to be heard. But because the appeal had attached to it, Frank, special circumstances because of if the appeal process is, successful, they can finally suspend Tom Brady within this year. And they're looking at a potential December, January appeal process to occur, Frankie. Do you believe that? They're going to speed
up. Well, that means he can knock him out of the playoffs?
That's it. That's what I was thinking. And this has turned from, a basic breaking the rules suspension to what I believe is to be personal. And I know, I'm just guessing, Frank, do you agree? Because now it's got to be personal.
It is. You know what it is? The commissioner feels dumbfounded. He was stifled. You know what? Brady and them were all gloating. I guarantee the devil bites him in the ass. They get suspended around the playoffs. I hope so.
I agree, because I don't think a punishment shouldn't be served. I mean, he didn't even have to pay a fine, and at the very least, he should have done that. I'm glad that the losing of the draft picks sticks. And I think that the Patriots, Frankie, there's a couple of reasons why I think the NFL appealed this situation is because the Patriots, there has been behind the scenes some whisperings through a couple of my sources. I found out they're looking to maybe recover their draft picks and that $1 million fine that they paid to the league. And I think Goodell, for two reasons. One, that he looks like a complete loser.
The guy looks like this.
You know, in the famous words of Mr. Donald Trump, he looks like a loser.
Yeah. But, you know, here's a slap in the face to Goodell. They took those two guys they fired back. They snuck them in the back door.
I know.
That's a slap in the face.
Frankie, you know, you're talking about, and it makes me sick. And for those of you who don't know, they rehired the guys who, you know, you got to suspect it because you can't prove it, which is baloney because the text messages are enough for me and definitely the court of public opinion. But the locker room attendant and the other guy who I think is a bathroom attendant, I don't know. I mean, they're really low on the level of employment with the team. You know, they're just making a basic salary. But they were used to deflate these balls for Tom Brady to make them smaller, easier to throw, easier to catch, so on and so forth. They were rehired last week when the Patriots had said that they were terminated. They were terminated. I watched those press conferences in the very beginning back in February, Frankie, as you did yourself. And I remember distinctly, and in quotes, I can quote Kraft and anybody else that mentioned it from the Patriots, that they were terminated. Now, once you're terminated from a job, you no longer have a responsibility to go to court and litigate anything. I don't work for you no more. I'm not going to court to testify. For what? And it's a legal situation. You can just walk away from it because you're not going to get subpoenaed. It's not a murder or something. You know what I'm saying, Frankie? Please.
What about the other way? No, I think they got some cash. I'll tell you why. If you fired me for something you told me to do, and then the court calls me, I'll definitely rat your ass out.
Frankie, please. I think when they were called to let them know that, you know, when these two guys were called, they were in Hawaii sipping tequilas or drinking margaritas or whatever they're drinking. You know what I mean? They definitely got paid. Frankie, come on. Give me a break.
Of course they did. They were also seen letting some air out of some footballs for the future.
I don't know. And, you know, it just kills me that the very first game of this season, how the Pittsburgh Steelers couldn't communicate with each other because their headphones were screwed up. And once again, everybody wants to blame the NFL. The Patriots were trying to blame the NFL about the equipment when that's not true. The NFL provides all of the equipment. They bring all the stuff to every game, and it's the NFL owns all that equipment. But it's up to, and it's the responsibility of the home team to wire it up properly and do the protocol that's necessary for everything to function. And I'm sorry, I don't know how you can make a mistake where you're listening to a radio station in the headphones of the other team, Frank. I mean, you know, give me a break. Give me a break. That was insult to injury. You know what that was? That was pumping their chest out saying, ha, 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 we're still going to do what we do. Oh, by the way, Frank, you know, last week Ben Roethlisberger, actually it was 2 weeks ago, Ben Roethlisberger, in quotes, and I'm reading it right now, I just put it up on my computer screen here, I always felt the Patriots knew some of our plays. He's not talking about the first game of the season. He's talking about the playoffs and games in the past because they had inside information, the Patriots. They own the Pittsburgh Steelers, as history could show you. And remember, there is also mumblings that they stole the other team's playbooks. They used to sneak into locker rooms and steal the actual playbook. There is so much evidence that has been suppressed with the Spygate that didn't come out in public. And if you think about it, Frankie, I don't think anybody gets fined $500,000 as a coach who doesn't make nearly the money that the players do, okay, for no reason. He got fined $500,000 for something, a coach. I never heard of that. $500,000, Frankie. That's a lot of
money. It's a lot for a coach, yeah.
Spygate. Give me a break. But there's a lot of damning evidence that was suppressed. And
like I said last week, they didn't even have to do that to win. They're good enough without cheating.
They're greedy. Rapacious. They're terrible. And then, let me tell you, I'm going to be the first one to admit these balls. I'm assuming these balls this season are on the level, you know, the air pressure level. Because,
oh, yeah, they're spot on now.
I mean, Brady, last week in Buffalo, he really looked good. He's got 7 touchdowns so far this season and no interceptions. Frank.
We discussed this 100 times, Dominic. Is that maybe it's even easy for the receivers and the kicker. He don't probably didn't need it, but to help his receivers, he wanted a lower.
You know what? That's why I love talking to you. That's a great point. You're always thinking about the grip and everything else, but to catch it is easier, and to kick it is way easier. Oh, by the way, since the kicker has an advantage, I made sure I picked him up and put him on my fantasy team, and that's who I have as my kicker on my team.
Good choice.
Yeah, he got me 19 points last week. Beautiful, beautiful. Anyhow, let's get over this Deflategate. But just to remind everybody out there, it's back. Yep, it's back. But there's not going to worry. We're not going to bring it up every week because there's going to be nothing to talk about. The appeal process is going to go, is in. And when things start to happen, we'll let everyone know. But for right now, they made an appeal. It's back on the calendar, baby. Deflategate lives, Frankie. We cannot kill this story. It just keeps coming back.
Talk about a bad penny.
Yeah, I mean, really, it just doesn't stop with this Deflategate. And this time, Frank, it's got to be personal. It's got to be personal. And just for the last note of this miserable story, they took a poll. There was a poll taken for all the commissioners, the hockey, Beckman, baseball commissioner, the basketball commissioner, Silva, and Goodell. And they were asked in their prospective sports what commissioner is feared the most. And Goodell was the last commissioner. Actually, second to last. Bettman was the last commissioner on that list, where in years past, Goodell was the most feared commissioner in sports because of his severe punishments. But now, you don't have to worry about it with Goodell. You just got to take him to court. No big deal. No big deal. And you win. And this is personal, Frankie. 100%. That is definitely a big part of the reason. Anyhow, let's move on. Forget the Deflategate. Oh, by the way, Frank, I mentioned it to you last week. I'm going to mention it to you again. Have you noticed how many commercials there are for this FanDuel and this DraftKings?
It's out of control. It's way out of control.
I mean, it's getting like Geico, really. There's so much exposure. I noticed, I was watching a baseball game, and I noticed, Frankie, the outfield, they usually post, you know, logos of companies and brands. There was, in a baseball field, Frankie, it had FanDuel as one, you know, it was like an advertisement on one of the walls in the outfield. This is gambling, and it's just a different form of gambling, and it's allowed.
Oh, it's gambling. When you put money in and you can get money out, it's gambling.
It doesn't make sense to me. I mean, it's just semantics, Frankie. You're betting to win. What's the difference if you bet one team or another to win, or if you make up your own little team versus other people's teams that are made up? There's no difference because you're wagering. It's just semantics is all it is. And if you didn't hear the show last week, I'm pissed off. You better start listening. FanDuel is going to be is right now. There's a team being made up by the government to investigate the FanDuel situation and all these fantasy leagues and all that other stuff. So, you know, that party might come to a crashing halt, but it is a form of gambling. And another thing, Frank, bringing up gambling, and since I mentioned baseball, you know Pete Rose had a meeting this week with the commissioner of baseball. Did you hear about it, Frankie?
Yeah, I did.
Well, how it went is that they finally had that sit-down. Pete Rose had asked when the new commissioner was sworn in or signed up, Pete Rose made a request to have some time with the commissioner to talk about his expulsion from baseball and the potential of it to possibly be overturned. Well, they had a meeting this week, and for those of you out there that don't know, Pete Rose has been suspended, I think it's about 25 years now, because he wagered on baseball as a player and as a manager, but there was never proof that he ever wagered against the team that he was affiliated with. In other words, he managed a team, he bet money that his team's going to win, and even as a player, he bet that his team was going to win. To me, personally, I think that's extra incentive to win. He's such a competitor. Nobody could deny, Frank, that he ever laid down in any of his games. I'm sorry. There's no proof of that at all. But since Frankie, he had this meeting this week, and they spoke, and the terms of the deal is that they are not to speak to the press about the details of the meeting. They're going to wait until the end of the year. So in 2016, probably after January, February, before the start of the next baseball season, he's going to come with a decision, the commissioner. And I'll just say this, Frank. I don't think you can keep Pete Rose out of baseball anymore. I think he served his time. And as the law goes, the literal law, if you commit murder here in New York City, you get 25 to life. In other words, you go to jail for 25 years. He's been suspended close to 30 years now. I think he did his time. I think the punishment fits the crime. I think he should come back, especially that they welcome when this FanDuel stuff, Frankie. You can't be a hypocrite. You're suspending a guy for gambling, but meanwhile, you're making an income by taking the gambling money from a gambling website. I mean, doesn't it make sense, Frank?
It does, but the reason why they don't want to reinstate him because they figured he'd go right back to baseball as a coach or some kind of interleague manager. They don't want him around the fact that he can gamble again and do anything with players. The Hall of Fame, they would put him right in if they could, but they can't put him back in because then he can go back to baseball. That's the final reason.
They're worried about him betting baseball again, you think?
No, they put him in the Hall of Fame. They lift the sanction. The Yankees can hire him as a coach. He can go as a Met coach. They don't want him in baseball in that capacity. They lift the suspension. Black Van Band.
You know, he's not allowed unless he makes a special request and it's granted. He can't even go to a baseball game, have a hot dog, and eat some popcorn and just be
a
spectator.
That's not right. He's not invited to sit in the stands and watch him. That's stupid enough to let him do that. But the point is that they don't want him to be a coach or anything to do with players at all.
All right. Then you know what, Frankie? There's something wrong with being a commenter on a game. I'd like to hear what the guy's thinking about as the game's going on, because that guy was a fierce competitor, because he was both a player and a manager. So I would listen to him. He'd be interesting. He's definitely got a lot of knowledge of the sport. And let me just say this.
He's a funny guy. He comes out with good stuff. He's pretty witty.
But he's also smart. And it'll be an upgrade from all the gas bags they have now. I mean, I'd rather listen to Pete Rose than most of these other guys. He'd give you some insight. You know what I mean?
You and me both. You and me both.
Truthfully. So maybe they can, if they reinstate him, Frankie, maybe they give him certain conditions like, hey, listen, we're going to let you in the Hall of Fame, and you can come to any games you want to come to, but you cannot, no way, be employed in baseball as a coach or a manager or any of that sort.
That's what they have to do then if they want to get him in the Hall of Fame.
I tell you though, if he can't be on the field and I was an owner of a team, I'd hire him as a scout, Frankie. I'd hire him as a scout if he's willing to be hired as a scout.
He knows baseball, I'll tell you that.
Yep, and since we're on baseball, very melancholy farewell to one Mr. Yogi Berra, who passed away this week. Now, I'm a Met fan. And Frankie's a Yankee fan, and Frankie loves the Yankees. Yogi Berra had, as a catcher for the New York Yankees, won three MVPs which is, you know, obviously the award of being the best player in baseball. He won that three times. But what blows my mind, Frankie, the guy was in 14 World Series and won 10 of them.
Exactly.
He's got 10 rings, a ring for every finger. Who does that?
He opened up a ring store.
I mean, right? I mean, the guy is just, and he also, you know, I like Yogi Berra because I heard years ago he managed the Mets to the World Series in 1970-something, I don't know.
And the Yankees. He managed the Yankees, too.
Yeah, I know. I mean, so he's really a New York icon, but also
yeah,
a great...
talk about Mr. Baseball. He's Mr. Baseball. Let me tell you a quick story about him. He's from St. Louis. He was born in St. Louis in 46. This is a true story. The Cardinals wanted to sign him. You can quote me on this. They offered him $250 signing bonus to sign with the Cardinals.
Jesus.
The Yankees offered him $300. They wouldn't budge. He went to the Yankees for $50. American.
That's sad. That's sad.
$50. A whole team couldn't put together $50 to get this great catcher. 285, his lifetime batting average, .285.
For a catcher. I mean,
that's,
it is so hard to be a catcher, Frank, even in today's game, because that, honestly, that's a, it ruins careers because you're always on your, you're always crouching, and it puts a lot of stress on your knees. So a lot of catchers, Frankie, at the end of their careers, when they're not, you know, they wind up being first basemen. They wind up going to first base because their knees are giving out.
It's not only that. When pitchers practice, they have to practice. They warm them up. When the fielder has batting practice, they warm the pitches up. All they do is basically catch. They're not supposed to be good hitters. And he was a great hitter.
Oh, he was fantastic. He was fantastic.
And also, he has a great saying. Everybody thought he was a dope. He's a pretty smart man.
I love one of them. I mean, he's got so many. How about it? It gets late early here. Talking about, you mentioned that in Chicago.
Yeah.
It gets late early here. I love it.
One of the best, so he goes, if you don't know where you're going, you're there already.
I mean, that's the tip of the iceberg. The guy,
Yogi, they have yogiisms.
They act right. Yogiisms. That's actually a word. He had funny sayings. He really did. But
well, the biggest one is not over till it's over.
And everybody still to this day uses that. And
remember,
Frank,
remember him in the Aflac commercials? How funny he was, Aflac.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what? We even use that a lot. Just about every Sunday, Frankie, we're down by 3 points, and you always say, "Don't worry, it ain't over till it's over." You know.
Okay.
Let me ask you. I got to ask you this. Out of all the Yankees, the Lou Gehrigs, Mickey Mantles, and even the Derek Jeters, the modern Yankees, where do you personally think that Yogi Berra rates as? You know, greatest as far as the great, one of the greatest, yeah, Yankees of all time.
I always say this: you get the best nine Yankees of all time, he's in the lineup.
That is a great. You know what? I can't even ask anything further after that. Is
you
one
got Joey D, Mickey Mantle, Lou Gehrig, Babe Ruth. It's endless. The list is endless. Yogi Berra,
Phil Rizzuto.
Yeah, exactly.
Don Mattingly, I mean, you know, a lot of people, I never seen him play, to be honest with you, because, like I said, I'm a Met fan, and plus, it's a while ago. But I heard that everybody used to say he was great, Don Mattingly, fantastic, great hitter. He was a first baseman, right?
Yeah, he was good. Mattingly was good. Hit 30 home runs a year, about 300 all time.
Well, Mattingly's going to be here in New York City in about a week and a half, 2 weeks. Because congratulations to the New York Mets. They're in the playoffs. And the Dodgers and the Mets are going to play each other in the playoffs. Yeah, the word playoffs and the Mets were never synonymous, at least for the last 10 years. Okay? The Mets are actually in the playoffs. It's unbelievable. I can't believe it. It's like I haven't enjoyed any summers for so many years, and now they're in the playoffs. Wow. Yankees have to are close to clinching a wild card seat themselves, so they're most likely going to be in the playoffs as well. So you're going to have both New York teams in the playoffs this year.
Yeah.
I'm excited about the Mets.
Yeah.
Let's go, Mets. Oh, my God, I'm excited. I am pumped up big time. Because, Frank, it's been being a Met fan is like always being a bridesmaid and never the bride. Most of my friends, 90% of them are Yankee fans, and I'm always a Met fan, and I'm always, you know, miserable. So I'm sort of jealous of the success. It's, you know, the Yankees making the playoffs is expected every year. Every single year they get to the playoffs.
Whereas what you just said before. Look what you said before. Yogi Berra was in 14 World Series. The Cubs have been in none in 100 years. How could you be a fan?
Wow.
I had 40 pennants and 27 championships. That's unheard of.
That's ridiculous. And it makes me jealous. And me as a Met fan, how many World Series championships? Two. Two!
So the Red Sox got three.
Jesus. No, the Red Sox have, I think they have four, because the last time they won it was in 1901 or something.
Yeah, four. But that doesn't
it doesn't even matter. I don't know how the Yankees, what a winning organization. I think they have won more championships than any other professional team. I think the Canadians, the Celtics are in there, Boston Celtics are in there as well, in the mix of winning the most championships. Every year in New York City, the Yankee fan has nothing at all to worry about, because 9 out of 10 times they're going to be in the playoffs every year. And as a suffering, sorry-ass Met fan, as myself, it is just painful. Painful. And, of course, most fans become fans of their fathers, because as they grow up, whatever team their father's rooting for, more than likely their son begins to root for. So I blame this all on my dad, Frankie.
There you go. Blame somebody.
It's so easy to be a Yankee fan. It really is. It's hard.
Of course. You know, when the Yankees were in their tyrant, they won like 5 World Series in a row. And they swept like 3 of them. They swept San Diego. They swept a couple of teams. I forgot. And they lost 1 game to the Mets when they beat them.
You got to remind me. You have to remind me back in 2000. The pain, the abuse I got from Yankee fans, from my friends, the things they did to my car.
I wanted them to sweep the Mets, but they lost 1 stupid game.
You see, you're getting like the Patriots. You're greedy. You're greedy.
Oh, and I cheat, too.
Please. You know what they did? You know what my friends did to my car? They put Yankee stickers all over the Yankee banner on my antenna. Forget it, but they abused my car. And they would pass by every night screaming, ringing my bell, Yankees, Yankees, Yankees. And, you know, neighbors are complaining. What are they doing? Why you tell your friends stop coming around? And I'm like, I can't stop them. Oh, I don't want them here either. It's hard being a Met fan because they're cheap. Their owners don't want to spend a penny, not a dime or a nickel. They're bean-counting, bottom-line-looking owners. It's all about the profit. There's no passion. And I got to give it to you, Frankie. George Steinbrenner and his sons are fans of their own team because they always want to win. Money is no object when it comes to the Yankees. They don't care. They give any player they want. They give them a blank check. Here you go. Whatever. We want you on the team. Where the Mets are like counting pennies. Give me a break. The Mets have a player right now, Cespedes, who's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. And all the fans, including myself, love this guy. And we're afraid they're not going to sign this guy, Frankie.
Well, they might
Why
not.
Should we be afraid? And what kills me is the Mets are in the same market as the Yankees. We're in New York City. If the Yankees could spend all this money and still turn a profit, so the Mets can as well. You got to spend money to make money. That's like business 101. Give me a break. The ownership of the Mets is horrible. I wish they would sell the team. I really, really do. Anyway, it's unbelievable we're talking about baseball. But that's all right. No need to fear, everybody. We're going to go to football. But before we do that, before Frankie and I start, you know, trying to pick some games, go through the lines, see what's what, who's who, we're going to have to go to a break. So, Mr. Bill Bachman, can you please take us to the break and the update?
Howdy, y'all. Come on down to Texas for the first annual Mineral Wells Paracon 2015, from Friday, December 4th to Sunday, December 6th. Join Lisa Lamrock of Spurs, Texas, with Danielle Passion and Bill Bachman of Inky by Incarna Broadcast Network as they give a warm southern welcome to Scott Gruenwald of Paranormal Paparazzi and Ghost Adventures, John Tinney of Ghost Stalkers and WeirdLectures.com, Brian J. Cano of The Haunted Collector on Sci-Fi. Also from Sci-Fi will be Molly O'Connelly from Killer Contact and Randy Hardy of Deep South Paranormal. From the Bio Channel, Chelsea DeMolly. And from the Travel Channel, we'll have John Brightman. Mother Christina Rake will be there, along with the pop culture professor, Dr. Rebecca Hauser. Cody Chris Sutton, Selena Roan, Alejandro Dominguez with his new documentary, Haunted Lockdown, and Christopher St. Booth from Spook TV. Reverend Mother Christina Rake will kick off the festivities with a ceremony for the men and women of our armed forces, attended by the Patriot Guard riders. There will be investigations at both the Haunted Hill House and VFW Post 2399, as well as lectures, vendors, and parties. Stick around, you'll get to attend the wedding. Come on out and be a part of this extravaganza. For ticket information, go to www.mwp2015.com.
The Mineral Wells Paracon 2015 is brought to you by Inky by Incarnate Broadcast Network, Spurs, Texas, Brian Hathaway, Clark Gardens, Fuzzy's Taco Shop, George Turner, Ghost Stalkers North Texas, Neosho County Paranormal Investigators, Vita Ortiz, the New Mexico Paranormal Association, Knitted Kingdoms, and Hobbs Paranormal Phenomenon Investigators.
You're listening to the East Meets West Sports Broadcast, the fastest hour in sports talk radio. Now, your EMW Sports Update with Bill Bachman.
In Major League Baseball news, the New York Mets clinched the NL East title, their first since 2006. The Toronto Blue Jays clinch a playoff spot after winning Friday night, coupled with a Twins loss, ending baseball's longest postseason drought. And the Cubs clinch a playoff spot for the first time since 2008. And in NASCAR, qualifying for the second round of the NASCAR playoffs in New Hampshire are as follows. 10, Jeff Gordon. 9, Ryan Newman. 8, Joey Logano. 7, Denny Hamlin. 6, Kyle Larson. 5, Jimmy Johnson. 4, Brad Keselowski. 3, Kurt Busch. 2, Kevin Harvick. And Carl Edwards will start on the pole. And NFL news. After trading all-pro running back LeSean McCoy to Buffalo, trading the starting quarterback to the Rams, signing running backs DeMarco Murray and Ryan Matthews, signing cornerback Brian Maxwell to a $63 million contract and letting two other defensive backs leave via free agency, and playing with the O-line like it's chemistry set, Philadelphia head coach Chip Kelly, with his newly acquired control of personnel decisions, has led the Eagles to a record of 0-2. And Cam Chancellor is active for the first time this year as he'll take the field when the Seahawks faced off against the Bears, ending a season-starting holdout. And the injury report. In Dallas, Tony Romo, Dez Bryant, Orlando Scandrick, now at Jason Witten. Between injuries and suspensions, Dallas will need to play at least 500 ball the first half of the season to keep the NFC East lead. Drew Brees is set to miss his first game due to injury. Houston's Arian Foster is week to week. Jacksonville tight end Julius Thomas is out this week. And the Giants are going to be without Dominic Rogers-Cromartie, Eric Flowers, Jason Pierre-Paul, and Victor Cruz.
This has been your EMW Sports Update on the Inky by Incarnate Broadcast Network. And now, back to Dom, the Wizard of Wagering Muff, and Frankie, the Clocker King Puma.
Hey, Frankie boy.
Yes, sir.
Did you hear the ambulance when he called out the injury report? Or was I hearing?
Yeah.
Was that an ambulance, Frankie?
Yeah, and a fire engine. It is again.
Oh, no, that's Clint Eastwood music.
It's the same thing.
Wow. Wow. All right. Baseball. We spoke a lot about it. Once again, congratulations to New York Mets. Congratulations to me. Yes. Now, forget baseball. Oh, hopefully Pete Rose is coming back. Rest in peace, Yogi Berra. Yankees stink still. And Deflategate, and that's it, Frank. Are we ready, Frankie? Are we ready, Frankie? Are you ready?
Need a drum roll.
Because I'm jacked up tonight, and I don't know. I'm just feeling it. Just want to let you know, everybody, I'm going to extend apologies from Frankie and myself for last week. We had given you, last Saturday night, we gave you three plays. We gave you the Packers, no problem. They covered the spread, given 3.5 points. We gave you the Patriots. Well, that was a joke. Easy, easy win. Although we hate the team, once again, when it comes to betting, you cannot be a fan. If you see a good investment, you must adhere to it. You got to go with the money. Don't make those hot bets. And a lot of people have a tough time going against the team that they like. And especially if it's a good investment, they still will bet their own team, even though the odds are against them. And that's where you lose money. Just watch the game. Don't bet the game. Just watch it. We don't like the Patriots, but we saw a good investment because we mentioned last week on the show, if you were listening, that the Patriots have beaten the Bills 22 out of the last 24 times. And to Frankie and I, those are beautiful percentages. I mean, you can't disregard that. And the spread went from -7 to -1, which means many, many people lost a lot of money. And speaking of which, since I'm on the topic of last week, let me just finish up here. We gave you the Packers, -3.5, win, cover. We gave you the Patriots, -1, we won and covered, unfortunately. The first loser of the year we gave you. We gave you the Ravens against the Raiders, and yes, I promised last week, remember, Frankie, when we picked against the Raiders, that if the Raiders beat the Ravens, I'll eat my hat. Well, I don't have a hat, and I'm not eating it. Sorry. I cannot believe it.
I'm sending you my hat.
But anyways, went 2 out of 3. But we also, Monday, Frankie had said the Jets are going to the Jets and the Colts. The Jets were getting 7 points. They were the underdog. And Frankie said they're going to win this game. I'm saying, Frankie, they're underdogs by 7. That's kind of hard to believe. I hope they cover the spread. I didn't expect them to win, I'm being honest. But Frankie said they get the spread, they're winning the game. Now, Frankie had that attitude with the Jet game Monday night. And I turned around, and I kind of felt the same way about the Giants, because the Giants had played the Redskins Thursday night. They were laying 3.5 points, went to 4 points before kickoff. The Giants were a wounded animal. They were desperate. They could not start the season 0-3, because as history indicates, any NFL team in the past that started the season 0-3 did not make the playoffs 98% of the time. I believe only 2 teams in the history of the NFL just made the playoffs when they started the season 0-3. So the Giants avoided that. They are a wounded animal. They needed to win. Eli was getting bad press and horrible publicity here in New York because the first 2 games of the season, the Giants just gave it away.
The Giants set a NFL record. You know that, right?
Yeah, they broke an NFL record. I know. And for those of you who don't know, the Giants for the first 2 games of the season broke a record because no team in the history of the NFL started the season, had a double-digit lead in the fourth quarter, and lost both games. And that's a bummer.
That's why I didn't like them. I could never feel comfortable with them, like Philly.
Frank, I don't know what's going on with the Eagles. I really have no idea.
Year after year.
Oh, it's hard to bet them, if that's what you mean, yeah. It's hard to bet them. It's hard. It really is. They've been unpredictable. They are unpredictable. But I didn't see this coming, Frank.
I thought they were going to go to the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's right. And you know what, Frankie? Now that we think about it, because remember we mentioned on the air prior to the season starting how, you know, I thought, and I agreed, that the Eagles were an awesome pick because you got them at 22-1 to win the Super Bowl. And that and those odds went down to 5-1 before the season started. So you got an extra 17 times your wager. So now, you know, you made the bet to where you could get 22,000 back on your bet. Now people that made a bet, if you would have made a bet now, it's a 5,000 comeback. Meanwhile, it may be a lost cause altogether. But you never know, Frankie, because, you know, that division is decimated. Tony Romo, Dez Bryant, Scandrick, all out. Out. You know, Tony Romo broke his collarbone, and Dez Bryant broke his foot for the Cowboys, and now they're without a starting quarterback and a great wide receiver or a cornerback. Plus, they lost DeMarco Murray to the Eagles, which lately doesn't seem like a big loss at all. Let me ask you a question, Frank. DeMarco Murray last year led the league in yards rushing. Let me ask you right now, this year, who has more rushing yards, Frankie? DeMarco Murray, the champion of rushing, or Eli Manning, the quarterback of the Giants? Who has more rushing yards?
Manning. Remember I told you last year that the Cowboys didn't sign him because they know it's their offensive line. They can make the openings for him. Any decent professional running back can get through. Number two, I think he has 13 yards. And when we think about Romo, when you watch that play, that was like a pile on. That guy drove his shoulder into him. He put his weight on him on purpose to hurt him. I'm surprised they didn't throw a flag on that. You know when you jump on a quarterback, you put your hands down like you could brace yourself? He piled into his shoulder. Watch it. I watched it over and over again because I DVR'd it. He did it on purpose, and I bet on that. So my question is, if I was a coach, I'd tell Romo, four on the ball, take your knee. You're not a running back. Where were you going with that ball? Eli Manning, where are you running? Take your knee. These guys are not running backs. Unless you're like the guy on Seattle, you don't run the ball. Period. You're a quarterback. Play it.
You know, I got to agree with you. Because when quarterbacks try to run the ball,
they get hurt.
Bad things happen. Look at RG3. His career's ruined.
Look at Michael Vick. Michael Vick, 1 pound, he's dead. He can't do it.
Well, Michael Vick is ancient, but
he got hurt all the time because he kept running the ball.
Agreed. You know who was great at running the ball? Steve Young. But he also had his career ended because he ran with the ball in Arizona, and that was it. Another concussion. Well, that was like his 10th concussion, so he had to retire.
Right. If I was a coach, I would say, listen, take your knee, don't run the ball, don't run into those linemen. You're more important to us in one stupid play, so you lose 4 yards. Where was he going, Romo? He was all. It's just stupid. I don't agree with it. I just don't.
And you know what? And I agree with you. And here's the thing, everybody. Frankie and I are Giant fans, big Giant fans. We do not like the Cowboys. We love football. There's a difference. We don't want to see players hurt. I don't want to see Romo out, Frankie. I don't want to see any players hurt.
No, I want to be competitive.
Thank you. I agree, because then there's always like an asterisk. If the Giants beat the Cowboys, they don't have this one. They don't know. I just want everybody to be healthy, even for their own careers and for their own personal, I don't want no one hurt. Never. Especially in football. It's a violent game. Because every time somebody gets hurt, they're gonna make it so, Frankie, it's going to turn into a two-hand touch. They're not even going to tackle anymore in the future. You know eventually that's what the game's going to come down to because of injuries. I mean, not now, lifetime, I hope. But anyhow, that was a dirty but clean play, Frank. The incentive that linebacker had, Frankie, was to hurt Romo, without a doubt. But in the scope of the rules, it was a legal play. He didn't get fined or suspended. It was just a hard tackle. And it sucks. It sucks for Cowboy fans, and it sucks for football. It really does. But
probably hurt their season big time. This Wheaton, I think, is 0-6 in his last six starts, right?
0-6, correct. But you know what? When he took over, he went 7-7 with a touchdown. But then again, we got to understand, what are the Eagles? So anybody may be able to go 7-7. And here's another thing. The Eagles are coming they're coming here tomorrow, Frankie. They're going to play the Jets. And the Jets...
Good game. Tough game. Good good game.
I agree it's a good game. And I'll tell you, for those of you who don't know, well, you're going to know now. The Jets, in the history of the Jets, have never, ever, not one time beat the Eagles. The Eagles are undefeated against the Jets in the history of football. Did you know that, Frank?
I thought that might have been once, but I believe that, zero.
Never, 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 not even one time. And I tell you something, just like I had said Thursday night, the Giants, to me, were a five-star super play. They needed that game so bad. It was it's safe to say their season was on the line because of the 98% of teams not making the playoffs if they start 0-3, according to history. They won. They covered. It was easy, but they made it interesting in the fourth quarter.
I agree, but if you watch the game, Cousins is terrible. He played a terrible game. That 2 points at the beginning, and the interception was 9 points. They're not supposed to get that. They would have covered it if they didn't make those mistakes. But anyway, the Giants, I wouldn't put my money on the Giants. I told you, I wouldn't bet the Giants with your money.
Well, if I had your money.
You know what? And when we get to the game, we'll talk about the Eagle game.
Oh, absolutely. But it's just sad to mention that, you know, it's upsetting to me that that Romo's out, Bryant's out, Scandrick's out, Murray's not there no more. It's not the same Cowboy team. But I got to say, without a doubt, Frankie, that offensive line is fantastic for the Cowboys.
That's just football.
I mean, that's their game. That's what the team is. They got a great offensive line, and their defense, pretty good. But who are these Eagles? They don't look like the Eagles of last year, because last year's Eagles were pretty good. I think Chip Kelly replaced too many core players to have success. These guys have no experience playing with each other. Two different running backs, different quarterback. You know, he shuffled up the offensive line, got rid of some defensive players, and signed one defensive player who's absolutely the worst in football. They gave him a $60 million deal. I don't know his name. He's one of the cornerbacks on the Eagles who Terrence Williams lit up last Sunday. Anyhow.
Oh, that's right. I think they got it from the Raiders, didn't they?
What was that?
You got it from the Raiders?
I don't know, Frank. It doesn't even matter. I mean, the Eagles, I mean, look, Chip Kelly came from the college ranks. Different game altogether. Even though they're playing football, it's still a different game. Here in the pros, now, Frank, he's the one making trades. He's like the GM and the head coach. Don't spread yourself too thin, man. Pay attention. He thinks everything he's in a lot of trouble. And if they continue losing these Eagles, he may lose his job, because those Eagle fans, Frankie, are unforgiving. They are nuts. They're crazy in Philly. They love their Eagles.
Yeah, well, so people love their Giants. All home teams like them a lot.
Yeah, but the Eagles, Frankie, they can get violent.
Are those the ones with the snowballs? Those are the ones with the snowballs?
No, it was us idiots here in New York.
Okay, what's that? So who's got the crazy fans?
Okay. Well, how about the Eagle fans have the reputation, Frank? You remember the Eagles? They had Santa Claus was in the crowd, and they booed Santa Claus, the Eagles.
Yeah.
Who the hell does that? All right, everybody. Back to what let's get to why you listen to this show mostly, and that's football. We are 15-1 versus the spread. Frankie, have you listened to any shows? And I'm sure that you have, so have I, and listen to any of their picks and their records by any chance? Are anybody 15-1?
They're 3-3, 4-2, you know, they're all over the board.
Right, and also last week, I got to bring this up, Frankie. Last week, now, there's a lot of guys out there and a lot of people, men and women, that play a survivor pool. You know, it's knockout. Like, every week you have to pick a team. You can't pick the same team twice during the course of the year. And there's 50 people, 20 people, 10 people, 100 people, whatever. They're big pools. Last week, four pools that I know of personally ended, Frankie. Ended. Done. The pools were wiped out. The fastest I've ever heard of a pool to end. Because people had Saints, people had the Raiders, and everybody just got destroyed. Four knockout pools that I personally know of, Frankie, from the neighborhood, are over. And everybody who won those pools had the Jets Monday night. And there's no spreads involved. You just have to pick the winner when you do these pools. And the Jets won. So congratulations to those people who won the pools, because a lot of them, if there's four that I know of, I'm sure across the country there's thousands more. And that's crazy, Frank. And we were on that losing end, too, because people had the Ravens as well. And we had the Ravens. And never again am I laying points with these birds, blackbirds, on the road again. Done. Oh, and anybody who obviously took out picks and we lost this one game this season, call in, give Frankie your address, tell him what you lost, and he's going to mail a check out to you to reimburse you. No problem.
Yep. I just got to roll the stamps.
All right. Ready. We are going to do it right now, Frankie. This is week number 3 of the NFL 2015, September 27 board. First game on tap, we got the Pittsburgh Steelers going to St. Louis to play the Rams. And shockingly to me, the Steelers are favored by 1 point, Frankie.
That's shocking to me also.
I think we don't put a check mark, we pass.
Pass.
It's a hard game to call. Rams are coming off a loss in Washington. They lost to the Redskins last week. And Pittsburgh annihilated the 49ers last week. So I don't like it. Neither does Frankie. -1, no thank you. Next game on tap, Frankie, we got San Diego Chargers traveling to the Minnesota Vikings. And the Vikings are favored. They're -1. Check? No check? What do you want to do?
I don't trust the Chargers or the Vikings. I wouldn't bet it.
Oh, pass. Last week, remember we checked every game?
Yep, pass.
Pass. All right, we got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers traveling to Houston to play the Texans. And the Texans look like a deep favorite here. They're -6.5. And usually when it's 6.5 on a Saturday night, when you put in your plays tomorrow, it'll probably go to 7. Texans -6.5 at home. And I remember Tampa Bay last week went to New Orleans, knocked Drew Brees out.
He's the Hall of Famer.
I know. He's definitely first ballot Hall of Famer, Drew Brees. And speaking of Drew Brees, I got to bring this up. Do you know that when the Chargers let him go and when he was a free agent, he wanted to play for the Dolphins. And the Dolphins were in talks with him, had their doctors examine him, and he was pretty much going to be a Dolphin. The Dolphins decided that because it's of his injury and the chances of him re-injuring himself, they decided not to sign him. Hey, Miami, how'd that work out? Not so good.
You still ain't got a quarterback. It's just Marino.
Yeah, that's the last quarterback they really had. Actually, this Tannehill's not that bad. Anyhow, the Bucs going to the Texans. Texans -6.5. Little check mark? No, yes. What do you think?
Pass.
Agreed. All right, next game on tap. We just spoke about this team. The Philadelphia Eagles traveling to the Jets. They're going to be here tomorrow. And the Jets are favored by 2.5 points. And once again, don't forget, Eagles have never, ever lost to the Jets in the history of the NFL. Check, pass, what do you want to do?
I would pass.
All right, you want to pass. You don't want to revisit it after we run down the board and go back. You want to
We could check that talk about it. Give me the reason why I want to pass on that one particular.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Okay, we could do that. All right, now we got the New Orleans Saints going to the Panthers in Carolina, and they're without Drew Brees. Everyone, if you don't know, you know now. No Drew Brees tomorrow for the Saints. So if you see the line where Carolina is a big -10 points at home, that is the reason why. What do you think of this game, Frankie?
What is the real line? Do you have the real line now?
-10.
Yeah, no, I would definitely pass that game.
I don't like it. Not laying double digits, and they're in the same division. There's a lot of history, and also Carolina has beaten them the last three times in a row with Drew Brees. So it makes sense to lay the 10? I don't think so. Carolina has a problem with wide receivers. I watched the game last week. There were so many dropped balls, it was ridiculous. Carolina should be ashamed of itself. They should give Cam Newton, who is a great talent, somebody to catch the ball. Unbelievable. You know, they have a top receiver in Kelvin Benjamin last year as a rookie, did phenomenal. He's out for the year with a knee injury. You want to get another receiver to replace him? Man, doesn't make sense to me. Next game on tap, Jacksonville travels to Frankie's favorite team, the New England Patriots. And the Patriots, wow, monster favorite here. Overwhelming favorite, 14 points. 14 points. That means the Patriots have to win by either 15 or more points for you to collect your bet. If Jacksonville's getting 14 if you bet them, and if they score first, you're up 21-0, bruh. I'm not laying 14 points, Frankie. This is a tough one. Unless you want to check the game and come back.
Well, we can check. Let's go back to it.
A lot of wood, 14. All right, next game on tap. Cincinnati Bengals travel to the Baltimore Ravens, same divisional team. They're both in the same division. And the Ravens are -2.5 favorite. Check? Want to check? We'll check and go back?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Next game on tap, Oakland Raiders travel to Cleveland, and the Browns are a 3.5-point favorite. Remember, Frank, last week the Browns won with your favorite quarterback, Johnny.
He's not even playing. He's not even playing.
Johnny Manziel is, right, actually, I don't know, is he playing tomorrow?
No.
Wow. Anyhow.
Colt McCoy, I think, I forgot his name, the other quarterback.
McCown.
Well, you know what, let me tell you something about Manziel. The two touchdown picks he threw, they're like Hail Marys.
I agree.
He threw the ball up in the air. You didn't thread the needle. You had no zip on the ball. Let's just close my eyes and let the receiver run under the ball. That don't count. So,
that
doesn't impress me.
You know, you take those two passes away, and the guy only goes, 8 for 13. I mean, he only threw 15 passes that game, Frankie. He hardly threw the ball. But
that's what I'm saying. I like that game. I like to bet that game.
Yeah, but I'll tell you something else, though, Frankie, that Manziel, I know they look like Hail Marys, but he did that so much in college, so I got to give him the benefit of the doubt. He used to throw that deep ball so much to Mike Evans, who's with the Bucks now. He was really good at that Johnny football, really good. So, yeah, a partial Hail Mary, but I think it was more intentional.
Minor leagues. He was in the minor leagues.
Okay, there you go. All right, I'm going to check the game. We'll come back to it. Next game up, the 0-2 Indianapolis Colts travel to Tennessee and play the Titans. And the Colts are favored on the road, -3.5. Check.
Bingo.
Check it. We'll check it. We'll come back to it. Next game on tap, Frankie, we got the Atlanta Falcons going to the Romo-less, Bryant-less, Scandrick-less, DeMarco Murray-less Cowboys in Dallas. Dallas and the Falcons. And the Falcons are favorite. They're given 1.5 points on the road in Dallas.
Well, if Romo was playing, what would the line be?
I would say the Cowboys -6. That's what I would give.
Even 6.5.
Yeah, exactly. I think the Cowboys would be a touchdown favorite. Very close to it.
And Witten is not playing, right? Witten is not playing?
He's questionable, but he's such a bulldog. I think he's going to play. I really do. He's a pure football player. Witten is
just... Well, offensive line, I know that's a game I could throw in there. You want to pass because no Romo. You want to take a shot. What do you want to do? Want to go back to it? You can't go back to all these games.
Hey, calm down. We're going to check it, and we'll come back. All that extra exerted energy. All right, brother. We got the next game is San Francisco 49ers go to Arizona. And, wow, Arizona is a 6.5-point favorite. That's a lot of wood. I want to check this game. We'll come back to it.
Bing.
Chicago Bears traveling to Seattle. For those of you who don't know and didn't listen to the update, Jay Cutler is out at least for the next 2 weeks with a hamstring. also who's out is Jeffrey, their top wide receiver. And they're going to Seattle, who are 0-2 and don't want to be 0-3 for the same reasons the Giants don't want to be 0-3, because 98% of teams that start the season 0-3 do not make the playoffs. So, I don't know, they're laying 15 points, Seattle, Frankie. I'm going to check it. We're going to check it. We'll go back to it. All right, we got Buffalo. Nice divisional game. Buffalo Bills travel to Miami to play the Dolphins, and the Dolphins are a 2.5-point favorite. Check. We're going to come back to this particular game. And then we have for the Sunday night game, we have the Broncos visiting the Detroit Lions, and the Broncos are favorite, 3.5 points. Frankie, check, without a doubt.
Yeah.
All right. Everybody's going to have to check the Twitterverse. We're not going to make a pick on the Chief-Packer game. The Packers are a 7-point favorite over the Chiefs in Lambeau. But that pick we're going to have to analyze, because we got enough on our table than to worry about a Monday night game for right now. Oh, wow, we did check a lot of games. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We checked a lot of games here, Frank.
So here's what I want to do. Uncheck the Patriot game. Unless you want to talk about it now.
No, I'm going to go what we checked. All right, here we go. We got the Eagles and the Jets. Jets -2.5. And what do you think? Do you think the Philadelphia Eagles can redeem themselves? Because I got to say this, I am very impressed with the Jets. And by the way, the Jets lead the league in takeaways. They are a +10 in the last two games, Frank, which means they had the ball 10 times more than their opponents. So you got to ask yourself, how are the Jets doing this? How are they at 2-0? Well, they have the ball more times than the opponents. So that's clock on their side and, you know, position to score as well. So they're depending on their defense here, Frankie, the Jets.
I can't bet Philly. After what I seen last week,
a wounded dog. This is a team, the Philadelphia Eagles. If they have anything in their bag of tricks, they're going to use it tomorrow. They're going to do the kitchen sink tomorrow. They're going to throw the kitchen sink at the Jets, Frankie. They're going to try everything. And another thing, Revis may be out tomorrow. So the Eagles may take it.
The Jets still don't have a great quarterback. They got good defense. They'll keep the game close. They only scored, what was the final score? They should have scored a lot more with the Colts. The Colts are really playing like the Eagles. My point is this, that the Eagles are just so unpredictable and they're so unorganized with this new coach. I could never put money on this team right now.
Right, I would like to pick the Jets in this one, but you're talking about a desperate Eagle team. I mean, it's this guy's job, the coach Chip Kelly. His job might be on the line here, Frankie. You know what I mean?
They won't fry until the season's over. I don't do that, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure about that. Unless he doesn't win a game all year
If you watch the Colt game, it was almost like Luck was afraid to throw the ball deep because of those ends. They're really that good.
Frankie, not only that, you have Cromartie and Revis, but that front seven is no joke.
No, they're good. They're good defense. They could be 10-7 game, you know, one of those kind of games. But I can't touch the Eagles. I'm passing.
Forget the Eagles and the Jets. Next game that I checked, a lot of wood. Jacksonville, New England Patriots -14.
Honestly, I would lay the wood.
Would you?
Yeah.
So you don't see Brady coming out, because I kind of see them, Frankie, taking a lead right away, like 21-0, all right? And then everybody, you know how they start laying down, then it gets like 28. Let's say the Jaguars score a touchdown, so it's 28-7, I could picture, going into the second half. And they pull Brady because they got such a big lead that he don't need to play.
Well,
and then you see what happens.
I think Belichick, why he's so good, he never lays down to a team like this. Don't forget, they scored. I know they gave up a lot because they were on the road. They scored 42 points in Buffalo. 42 on the road, the tough place to play. That's a lot. And they still won by 7.
8. They won. Eight. They scored 40. 40-32 was the.
Okay, now just now, if they were on the road in Jaguars, what was the score? 57-10.
Okay, we'll revisit it. We'll revisit it. No, we'll run the board and we'll revisit it. So far we have nothing. We've picked no games, but we gave some insight on the games, and that's important. All right, we got
well,
the Bengals.
If there was two or three games, we have to force a play. We bet it. But right now we have an option. We have other games to think about.
Agreed. All right, Frankie, a divisional matchup here. You got the Bengals and the Ravens. Bengals, they played the Raiders. They looked fantastic. They looked really good at home. They beat the Chargers last week. And the Ravens lost to the Raiders. And I'll be expecting your hat in the mail so I could eat it, Frank. All right, so what do you think of this one?
I said that it's a bettable game because the line is low. It could go either way. I like one, two, I like.
What do you
Ravens?
Like?
Ravens.
I hate to say it, but we'll go back to it because I'm interested too. I am. Not going to lie. Because
you said you hate Flacco. Flacco. Wacko Flacco.
Flacco sucko. You know what? Yeah. I'll just say this, Frank. It's their opening. They, you know, the Ravens started the season in Denver. Then they went to Oakland. So the people in Baltimore, the Raven fans, tomorrow's their opener, Frank. And they're going to be going nuts because their fans are raucous. Just like most fans. It's opening day tomorrow. A lot of energy. All right. We checked another game that you liked. The Raiders going to Cleveland and the Browns are -3.5. You said you
like
wanted me to check this game. If you
yeah,
have him,
please. I like the Browns.
Who?
The Browns.
Okay, I'm going to put a little check. We'll revisit it. So far, we got the Patriots, the Ravens, and the Browns. We're going to revisit. Here's the game. Another one that we checked off. It's Indianapolis Colts going to Tennessee, and the Colts are -3.5 on the road, and they're 0-2.
Colts.
Yep. We'll revisit it. Because we got to get the field lower. We can't put so you know all these plays in for everybody out there, Frankie and I. Well, we want to give you the power plays, the best plays. All right, Frankie, here's the Atlanta Falcons going to Dallas. Dallas is +1.5.
If I had to bet the game, I'd take the Cowboys at home. I mean, how many road games you want these Falcons to win? They're playing in a tough place. They got a great offensive line. Wheaton. I don't know. It's the only thing. I would take the Cowboys. Sorry. Cool, you Cowboy fans, stick with me.
All right. We're going to revisit that, Frankie. I can't believe you're going to look to bet a team without a quarterback, a running back, a cornerback, and one of the best wide receivers in the league. And you're looking to bet them.
Yeah, and that's right. I was looking to bet Taylor Bates this week, too.
People off the board. Off the board. We're not playing this game. Frankie, come on.
Well, no, I didn't say that. So if I was going to bet, I bet the Cowboys. I'm not betting it.
No, that's you can't. It's not a good play because you don't know what could happen. Hey, the Cowboys could win 50-0 tomorrow, but to me, it's a bad investment.
If I had to bet the Falcons, I'd pass. If I did bet the game, I would circle the Cowboys. But I'm not betting
the
games I like.
I would bet the Falcons personally. I would take the Falcons 100% because it's in a dome. It's on carpet. The Falcons play in a dome. On carpet. And they can score. They can score. Julio Jones is one of the best.
Oh, he's great.
Matt Ryan is no slouch either. He was an overall number one pick. He's a very solid, good quarterback, Matt Ryan. And those two things I just mentioned, Jones and Ryan, are the things that are lacking for the Cowboys. They don't have Romo and Bryant. If they were playing, I'm all over the boys. 100%. The Falcons, their defense has improved. They fired the head coach, and they hired a head coach that is defensive-minded, and it's showing. It is. They're explosive, those Falcons, Frank. And look, like I said, the Cowboys can win 50-0, but on the would you be surprised if the Falcons won 50-0, Frank? No.
No. But I know they improved a little bit. Remember what you said last week about Detroit? They lost 16 games 2 years ago?
Yeah.
How many games did they lose last year, the Falcons, the year before that?
The Falcons lost a lot.
And the year before that?
The year before that, they were in the playoffs.
The
year before that, they were in the divisional playoffs with the Saints. Saints wound up going to the Super Bowl and winning.
And all right, so last year they were under 500, right?
Under 500. Frank, I think they won four games all year.
All right. I just think, you know what, if we're not betting the games, we shouldn't waste any more time with it.
No more waste of time. Okay. We got the San Francisco 49ers going to the Cardinals. Cardinals are minus 6.5. And I like the Cardinals laying the wood, Frank. I like the Cardinals.
Circle game. That's the game. Circle. I'm betting it. That's it.
The Cardinals is the most underrated team in the league, in my opinion. Nobody realizes how awesome the head coach is and how he's got that defense playing. Carson Palmer looks reborn, Frankie. He doesn't have to do that much.
He found a home.
Yes, he did. I like the Cardinals, and they've been good to us here at EMW, and they've been good to you because we've had them the last 2 weeks. And we're going
to
ride them again.
Go to the well one more time.
Yeah, why not? They deserve it, Frank. They really do.
So,
in my opinion, they deserve
circle,
to. All right, so that's one down. Arizona. All right, next game up. Chicago Bears, the Seattle Seahawks. The Seahawks are giving 15 points, but it's their home opener, just like the Ravens' home opener. And the people are going to be going crazy because, remember, Seattle was about 9-10 inches away from winning the Super Bowl. So the Shithawks are home, Frankie, and they're laying 15. You have any interest in this particular matchup?
No.
I'm going to keep it on the board for a second. The Buffalo Bills travel to Miami. Miami, Frankie, minus 2.5.
I don't like the game. I'm not going to bet it.
Too close for tier two. Too close for comfort. Miami's improved. Buffalo's improved. It's only two games that they have this year.
The Dolphins were on the road this week. They looked pretty bad against the Jaguars. I mean, they had a hard time with that game. I mean,
I know.
Really.
Yeah, but
that's not good. Tannehill had a hard time. I'm passing on that game.
All right, Tannehill. I watched the game, and Tannehill threw a lot of passes that were dropped last week, and so did Cam Newton. I mean, there were a lot of passes in the league last week that were dropped. That I watched all these games, and I couldn't believe how many passes were dropped. It was incredible, Frank.
And anybody
who complains about preseason. If you watched most of the games, because I watched probably everyone, because I have the NFL package and I have what's called shortcuts that enables me to watch a particular game in under a half an hour, no commercials, no nothing. So I watched, I would say, every game except for maybe two. And what I watched was a lot of dropped balls last week. And anybody who complains about preseason, Frankie, they didn't look good. A lot of drop passes. All right, the night game. We got the night game. The Broncos and the Lions. And Frankie, we sometimes give the game tomorrow instead of tonight. The Broncos are on the road, minus 3.5. And also the Lions, I believe it's their home opener as well.
Yeah, they might go 0-3.
Correct. I love the Broncos here, Frankie, only because Peyton Manning loves playing in Detroit. In fact, he threw 7 touchdown passes, what was it, last year, Frankie, in Detroit?
And I bought 7 turkeys.
I like the Broncos. I wish
Circle
the line.
Vito.
I like the Broncos. The Broncos are a play. So instead of letting everybody know tomorrow for the night game, we're going to tell you tonight, but tomorrow night. We like the Broncos. 3.5 is cheap. I wish it was 2.5, but I'll take it. I'll take it. Plus, also, Stafford is not at 100%. He's an injured little duck. And without Stafford, I don't think the Lions have a chance without Stafford being at 100%. I think Peyton Manning is going to turn some heads tomorrow night, Frankie, because a lot of people are saying he's done, he's finished, he's this, he's that. Well, you know what? Everybody buries him every year, and he just seems to come out of the grave with a great game. So I love the Broncos, and that's a play for tomorrow night. Now we check the games. Back to the Jets and Eagles, Frankie. That's off the board, correct?
Right, correct.
That's gone. Now we're revisiting. Again, Patriots-Jaguars, 14 at home.
All right, look. What would you feel better if you had a dime on the Patriot game laying 14 points, okay, or a dime on the Colts laying 3.5?
For the point's sake, obviously, I would say the Colts, and I'll tell you why, Frank. Another desperate situation. You've got an 0-2 team who is going to be afraid to go 0-3 because, you know, everybody knows. You go 0-3, 98% of the time you're not making
it. Most experts pick them to go to the Super Bowl.
What?
Most experts pick them to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The Colts.
I know. And they crowned Andrew Luck as the best quarterback in football. Not even close, according to the last two games. You don't think he's going to redeem himself a little bit here, Frankie?
That's my... That's a little clock of special. I like the Colts a lot.
Me too. I love them. I don't like them. Love them.
Let me just tell you something. Let me just give you a little stat, okay? The last five meetings from 2014, Indy 27-10, Indy 41-17, Indy 22-14, Indy 30-27, Indy 27-23. I rest my case.
I don't know if you heard me correctly, but I said I love them. You're not proving your point to me. You're proving your point to everybody out there. I love the Colts.
We make our decisions on fact and basis. We can't go by personalities. We're going with what we know best. That's a safe bet. I like the Colts.
I like the Colts too. And if I was making the lines, Frankie, I would put the Colts up at -7.
We said it at the
same time. See how great minds think alike, my brother?
That's right. But let me tell you something else. Now,
and this is a rookie quarterback. The Colts are playing against. I know Mariota's pretty good. He's got shines of. I tell you, I'm impressed with Mariota a little more than Wentz.
He's better than Manziel.
Oh, come on. No, there's no comparison. There's a difference between Mariota and Manziel. Mariota went 2 overall, where Manziel went 23 to the Cleveland Browns. If Manziel was as good as advertised, he would have never got past the second or third pick. Okay? And the shame of it all, Frank, is that back to the Eagles, Chip Kelly tried like hell to get the number 2 pick because everybody knew that Jameis Winston was going to the Tampa Bay Bucks and the Tennessee Titans had the number 2 pick, and Chip Kelly was looking to give the farm away for Mariota, which only made Tennessee more convinced to just draft Marcus Mariota. Frank, I think this kid's going to be special. He looks good. He didn't look too good in Cleveland, but it's the second game. You give this kid some time. I think he's going to be one of those good ones, Frank. I really do.
Oh, no, he's got some talent. The kid can blossom. I see a lot of talent in this kid. He's going to be a fact if he stays healthy.
Yeah, I'm really surprised at how fast he gets rid of the ball, and it's on point. It's nice to watch. He really is good. He really is. All right. So, Colts and Zona. And look, we're going to get 3 picks this week. And the last... Actually, we got them. That's it. Game over, Frank. We can't get more than 3. We want to tread lightly. We already gave tomorrow night's game tonight. Monday, you got to check. And Thursday's game, you got to check. You got to look for us for our pick in Twitter or what have you. We have our picks. And for week number 3... we are going to give you the picks. The first one being the Denver Broncos, -3.5 in Detroit. Arizona Cardinals, -6.5 at home versus the Niners. And the game Frankie and I just spoke extensively about, the Colts, -3.5. Frankie, out of these 3 picks, out of these 3 plays that we're giving out, which one's your favorite one?
Colts.
Agreed. Great minds think alike. I really do. I love the Colts. I can't see them going 0-3. rookie quarterback in Tennessee, even though this kid's going to shine in the future. The Titans' defense is nothing to write home about. And plus, the Colts go to Tennessee every single year because they're in the same division. So there is familiarity with the field, which is very important for the receivers and the quarterback. Right, Frankie?
Exactly right. 100%.
So the Colts is a superstar play, in my opinion. Broncos, -3.5. Arizona, -6.5. Colts, -3.5. Check out the Twitterverse for our picks for Monday night and Thursday night. If there's no play, it will be put out there that EMW passes on the game. Frankie and I, if we don't like something, we're not going to force a play. But we study really hard for the national games that are televised so that we can make a play. And so far on Monday and Thursday nights, we've been 4-0. But the Ravens are the only play that we stunk the joint up with. 15-1, these are your three picks. Let's hope to sweep the board. 2 out of 3 is a beautiful thing as well because you'll be a winner. This is all about the money. Well, everybody, thanks for tuning in. Keep tuning in. We're going to sharpen up our show. We're still a work in progress. We're going to be awesome. You're going to continue to love us and keep tuning in. Thank you so very much for tuning in. I'm Don Moff, EMW. Have a good night, Frankie.
Thank you, Puma. Night's out.
Don't forget to tune in next week. Let's go, Mets!
Thank you for listening to EMW Sports on the NQBY Incarnate Broadcast Network. Be sure to tune in every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, and join Dom Moff and Frankie Puma in the chat room. Don't forget to follow them on Twitter at EMW Sports and like them on Facebook at EMW Sports Broadcast. Goodbye for now from the corner of New York and Las Vegas. Until next Saturday night, take some notes.